What? That the Rav said in the Mishnah, it's also treated by Bayim on Shabbos. One want to say goes according to Yehuda, shall which of Yehudas? First, we want to say it's Yehuda that holds this muksa. Last Gemara was this muksa of Mias. So he holds the muksa of Mias, for sure he'll hold the muksa of Issa. Gemara said, no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said it by muksa of Mias, where it was an old kli yoshin, a kli chervas. Once you burn it once, it gets all black. But maybe muksa machmas sis, like in our Mishnah, the shchit of a beino, mishamet lei. Gemara says, in yes, that none. If Yehuda Mehuda says like this, you're holding a tezavav and alf on top, it's like this, kol nera shomatris, anywhere in a candlestick, made out of a metal. So matalfanoisa, you let it touch it on Shabbos, it's not called muksa. And Rashi says, why? Metalton is shalmatchis lemisa. It's not me. It's not disgusting. Even old ones, he let it touch it on Shabbos and some for purpose of heta to keep pirus and to use things with it. But chutz me'aner should lick above yos Shabbos. But you can't touch a candlestick that was lit on the Shabbos. So Rashi says, shoyner dolik boy ben hashmoshes. If you had a fire lit on it at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's muksa machmas isa. It's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos to move the candlestick, because it's muksa. What's the yisur? Lechabes haner, you know how to put out a fire. Nesa gamhu letautol. It's also ben hashmoshu to touch the candlestick. And the chivon shuks la ben hashmoshu shuks la kol yom. Since it's muksa, the ben hashmoshu, that's the klal of rains muksa on Shabbos. So it's the klal of you degree, it's a muksa mach mesisa. So maybe our Mishnah also. In order to make a shechita, it's an issa to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, the animal at the beginning of Shabbos is muksa machmas issa. So therefore, should be also to eat this meat, the meat of the animal, the whole Shabbos. So Mara says, no. The dil mashani also made by a nair, still different. To dachileb yadayim. He did an action of pushing it away with his hands, like he went and lit the fire at the beginning of Shabbos. So that shows us that he has no das, he has no use for it on the Shabbos. Mashenka the Bahim here at the beginning of Shabbos, he didn't push it away, even though, like it's by itself, it's muksa machmas issa, not to use it on Shabbos, but he didn't push it away b'yadayim. So maybe it's not chomer the muksa, maybe once you make a shechita on Shabbos, maybe you should be mutatit from it. So you have no proof. So this is rather Elo Amar Ravashi, Rav Yehuda de Mavashli, Enechanami. Our Mishnah is not pshat is kosa muksa, maybe as muksa it's not muksa. Since it was an animal before Shabbos and it's still a piece of meat now, could be it's not muksa. But the reason why Rav says Prana Mishnah, it's also machilo for this tribute is aloha. And Omer Avashli, Rebuta de Mavashli, for cooking something and doing an Issa on Shabbos. This now we learn like this. Ha Mavashli b'Shabbos. If a Jew goes and cooks something on Shabbos, so b'Shoigi. If he does the other b'Shoigi, he forgot today was Shabbos, lecher is yoichel. Can I come all you not eat it? Even he himself could eat it on Shabbos is Yechel. What about the Mezit? Let's say a Jew goes and cooks food on Shabbos, he's doing an Issa. Lo Yechel is not let eat from it. So Rashi says it means Lo Yechel boy b'yom. On Shabbos says not let eat from it until the evening. Rashi's word in Achareim also it's also you can eat from it that day. So these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So therefore it could be Amir. So according to Rabbi Meir, if you cook something the Mezit, you're not let eat from it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shoigeg yoichad amoytzoy Shabbos. No, even if you only did the Avera B'shoigeg, still it's like a Knas, you're not allowed to eat from it on Shabbos, you have to wait till Moytzoy Shabbos. Yeah. The Mezid, let's say you do it the Mezid, let's say you cook on Shabbos the Mezid, you chayv Misa for that, then la yoichad alomis, then it's even a Knas, you're never allowed to eat from it. Not you, not anybody else. The Rashi said, "Leyechel lomis b'ridei." He can eat it, lomis. Avol achrin ishari, but somebody else is mutter to eat it. Rabbanu only made a kanaf on him because he did the avera. But on achrin, somebody else did not do the avera. They didn't make a kanaf. So Kitzur Yehuda says, "Well, if you cook it, do it b'shaygeig. Nobody's not eat it today, but Moitzor Shabbos will not eat from it. And the guy cooks on Shabbos, but amazing that he himself is also loylem, but for somebody else is mutter after Shabbos." And through these only with the abundance. Now Rabbi Yechon HaFandalim, he says, the Rashi says, you know what I have Hano from an Yisra Avera. So since the Avera, even B'shoigig is called Dirin Avera, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos, it's also available to have enough from it. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Stamba was the one that said that b'shoigeg yoichel l'moitzoy Shabbos, siyotz. If you do it b'shoigeg enochnami, then you let it be moitzoy Shabbos l'acherim or somebody else. But for l'olay, the person that did the avera b'him is the gzeira shoigeg got the mezid, he can never eat from it. And the mezid, if a person does the avera b'mezid, that's his chumah. Rabbi Yochanan Stamba yields lo yoichel l'lomis, that he's not let eat from it at all forever. And loy loy, not him, for loy lachem, not anybody else. And this is Shalom and Gemara. If according to Yochanan Stamba, that Roshim is Yiraisa, and Satis say Yol's mid Yiraisa, it's also. Rosh is also on Yiknas mid Rabbonim. Rakopon, he makes a Knas. Rashi says, see the Mezla Yochanan Stamba says, love me from Knas, not a Knas. The Lachrim is somebody else didn't do their verdict, and it doesn't pass a Knas. And the Makura Yalav of Yochanan are big subis, Rabbi El Naras. He learns that from Psukim. So if you do an avera b'mezid, it's also for anybody to have a no le'olam. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. But the first two Rabbeinu of Yehuda hold is no issa d'iraisa. It's only midrabbanim. It's only knas not to have a no from it. So most of like this. So you saw our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if you do the avera b'shoigeg, nobody can eat from it. And b'mezid he can eat a lomis, but someone else can eat after Shabbos. That's kind of Mishnah also, that since you shechted the mezid on Shabbos, therefore it's also teetered on Shabbos. And we're going now what? B'shoigeg, he did a b'shoigeg, therefore it's also fitna for anybody else on Shabbos. So that's the question, what is there goes according to you to then, v'nukma b'mezid. Let's say maybe the Mishnah is telling, but we did a b'mezid. He made the shechit on Shabbos b'mezid. And therefore Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also agrees that b'mezid it's lo yechol. He only says b'shoigeg yoichel, but b'mezid he agrees. So maybe the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir and talking about b'mezid. So let's look at that. Don't think like this. The Torah, because the Mishnah says, "Do me do Yom Kippurim." It says, "If you shecht on Shabbos, as the same halacha like Yom Kippur, that what ma Yom Kippur, just like on Yom Kippur itself, lo should not b'shoigeg, for lo should not b'mezid, lo yochel, because the Ma'aseh Yom Kippur, not larit on Yom Kippur. So even if you made the shechit to b'shoigeg, shiti not larit on Yom Kippur." If so, af hochinam, when Mishnah starts off saying Hashoichet b'Shabbos, we also mean the same thing. That loishna b'shoigeg, loishna b'mezid, lo yochel. That whether the shechita was done b'mezid, whether the shechita was done b'shoigeg, in both cases it's lo yochel on Shabbos. So it can go according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds b'shoigeg, you are not eating on Shabbos. So if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, that if you do it b'shoigeg, it's also teated by b'yayin. Someone says, "Mi motzes mukmas lo b'shoigeg." For Rabbi Yehuda, is it possible to say our Mishnah is talking about b'shoigeg, and therefore, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's why it's also by Yoyim. The Mishnah says, "For alpha pishim is chayiv benafshe katoni." So, according to Mishnah, even though you chayiv misa, still the shechita is a good shechita. So, according to the Mishnah, means you did it b'mezid. Says he was talking about b'mezid, not b'shoigeg. Someone says, "No hochi kama." This is what the Mishnah means to say: alpha pidi b'mezid. Even if a person makes a shechita on Shabbos b'mezid, he's chayv misam. But no hocha de b'shoigeg. Here, if a person did it b'shoigeg, locher shechitasa k'shera, that the shechita is kosher for him, he's larit from the shechita. But when? That's what Rav adds in Gemara. Only after Shabbos, not on Shabbos, because on Shabbos is also by bayayim according to Yehuda. Talmud Gemara says good, but still the nukman. Why don't we say the Mishnah goes Rabbi Yochanan sandal? The Yom he says loishna b'shoigeg, loishna b'mezid, lo yochol. And maybe the Mishnah means in both cases, but the b'shoigeg b'mezid lo yochol, true daima to Yom Kippur, and therefore lo yochol. So maybe it goes according to Rabbi Yochanan sandal. So Gemara says no. If Yochanan sandal kamifla gibe mitzvah Shabbos la'cherim, v'lo loy. According to Yochanan Stamba, the only nafka minor is on Mitzvah Shabbos, could somebody else eat it or not? That if it did a b'shoigeg, yes, but may it not. But v'lo loy, the person himself that made the shechit even b'shoigeg, it's also tempted it even after Shabbos. Now, Tana didan, but our Tana, our Mishnah says, shechitosa k'sheru katoni. Our Mishnah says the shechit is kosher. Mashma, such a shechit, you not eat from it. And loishna loy, v'loishna lacherim. Mashma is no different whether it's for you or for somebody else. That there is going to be a heter if you teed it. So according to Yochanan Stamba, there's no such heter. He owes the person that makes the shechita on Shabbos its nesa fim leilam, even b'shegeg. So the kid said, that's not called shechitos ha'ksheira. So Mishnah shok nargo kontem yechnen. So in Yishar, the Mishnah goes according to Yudra or Rabbi Meir. I was talking about b'shegeg or b'mezid. So that's a deal, just like on Yom Kippur, you can't eat it even b'shegeg. Or in Shabbos also, we're talking about even b'shegeg, you can't eat it. That only goes according to Yudra, not according to Rabbi Meir. Yeah. So that's the maskana. That when Rav said in our Mishnah that the Asura by the Yom, it's going to go into Rabbi Yehudi Shita. That if you do a malacha on Shabbos, even b'shegeg, it's also to have an offer mit boy by Yom. Now the Gemara says, Toni tono kaimi de Rav. A Tana learnt in front of Rav like this, that hamavashol b'shabbos b'shegeg. If somebody cooks food on Shabbos by mistake, so yechel, you let eat from it. B'meizid lo yechel. But if he cooks b'meizid, then lo yechel. Or mashtuk le Rav, and Rav told that person to be quiet, as if to say you're wrong. In other words, that person, the chur is passing like Rabbi Meir. That if you do it b'shegeg, you let eat. And the chur Rav passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you do it b'shegeg, still on Shabbos, you're not let eat it. So that's the question, my time of mashtuk le. What's the reason why did Rav tell that Tana like to be quiet, as if to say, like you're 100% wrong? You learn if you want to tell me Mishum this real like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that even b'shegi gets also by the yom. The Tana, Tani, Rabbi Meir, and this Tana said over the rock like Rabbi Meir, that if you do it b'shegi, it's mutati by the yom. The question is, Mishum this real like Rabbi Yehuda, since Rav, even if Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, does it make sense to say that man the tonic Rabbi Meir mashtiklei? If another Tana said over a lot like Rabbi Meir, he would tell him to be quiet. Like mashtiklei, keep him quiet, mashmi is wrong. You can't tell him like that. Like there is a shita like that. It's Rabbi Meir shita. He could say, good, I argue on you, I heard like Rabbi Yehuda. But not to be mashtik. Mashtik means he's 100% wrong. For yet, secondly, me sov like Rabbi Yehuda, is it true that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda? I vomer Rav Chonon. Or Ami, that Kimayru Lu Rav Le Talmidei, when Rav Paskin Tis Talmidim and Hilchos Shabbos, Mayru Lu Krabi Meir, he Paskin Le Krabi Meir, that in Echnami, that Bishoygi Takas Mutatid Bar Bayoyim. That's the way he told his own Talmidim, and not as much, that's what he really held. But the Chidorish Papirka, when he gave a drush on Shabbos in front of everybody, Doris Krab Yuda. Why Mishum Ami Oretz? Because there by the drush, all type of people came. They were even people don't want halacha so well. So for them, he didn't want to be mekel so much. He didn't want to tell them that if you shech b'shegeg, you will not eat. Because they may come to make mistakes and do it on purpose. So if from the pirkah, we make the drasha b'rabim, there he is mach like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But it's mashma Rav himself really holds like Rabbi Meir. So why do you tell the Tana to be quiet? V'chitevim, maybe you'd answer me. V'chitevim, maybe you'll say, Tana b'pirkei, Tana kamei, that this Tana was giving a drasha. He was in the middle of giving a drasha, so that's why Rav told him to be quiet. So Mora says, Oto kulu yamu latoni tzaisi, li yamoru tzaisi. No, people don't listen to the Tana anyway. They listen to the yamoru, the interpreter. Rashi, b'rab mo yishayna mishna zu b'yem ha-drasha, v'chai shalom mesto yishlishmo, Oto wa v'nekhnes labo mishmoye masha dorsh, Mashoi Rav Dorish, the time of Tzai Siklemo, the Matmez Mashmoy Menatamid, the Mayesh Mashom, Yeramoya Shashoy Oymed, the Fne Rav, O Mashmila Rabin, Master Rosha Drosha Lokus Lelov, Hashem. The Rav was in the middle of giving a Drosha, and somebody came in and told him this Halacha. Even so, what should he be afraid about? People are not going to listen to this Talmud or this Tana. The people are going to listen to Rav who's giving the Drosha. Like Rav is going to tell the interpreter what to say. So even still, Rav should have told him, like, be quiet. He just should have said, I understand what you're saying, but now, B'Ravim, I'm passing in the Chumro, like Rav Yehuda. So the answer is, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Tono Sheichit Tono Kamei B'Rav. This Tana learned a lot about a Sheichit. If someone makes a Shechit on Shabbos in front of Rav, it said like this, that Ha Sheichit B'Shabbos B'Sheichit Yechel. If someone makes a Shechit on Shabbos, if he does it, B'Sheichit Yechel Larit from the meat. You do the shechita of amazed on Shabbos layechel. That's what this Tana said in front of Rav. So on this omalei, so Rav said back to that Tana, my daitcha, who do you want to go according to? You say b'shoyvi lad eat from it. You want to tell the Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Meir. But even so, I tell you, I can't like to show Rabbi Meir. But when was Rabbi Meir matter? Ela b'mevashel d'roy lochus. Only if somebody cooks something on Shabbos that it's edible. I will shaykh it if somebody just makes a shchit on Shabbos. The ein roy lochus not fit to eat it, like you can't eat raw meat. If so, loy, it's not fit, it's like muksa. Rashi says, Abba Sheikha B'Sheikha Nidhi is a Shabbat Lekha Mishum Muksa Miyasur. It should be Yasa Mishum Muksa. The Ben Ashmosh Behevi Chaz Lachas. Ben Ashmosh wasn't fit to eat. As Rashi explains, only by regular cooking, just sound that what you could have eaten it raw, and now that you cooked it, it's edible, so now you're not eating it on Shabbos. Abba Sheikha B'Sheikha Rashi says, Nidhi is a Shabbat Lekha, but because he did a B'Sheikha, but Muksa Miyasur, the Ben Ashmosh Behevi Chaz Lachas. Ben Ashmosh, you can't even chew it. As she says, call Achilles like a dark carcasses. Yeah. So that's the Chuz, yes, because she even caught Rabbi Meir, the piece of meat, like should have been muksa. The beginning of Shabbos wasn't fit to eat it. So it's not edible at all, it should be muksa. Yeah. I was sure that we'll have a look. For the more discussion, I will not send the Sheikha to. Our Mishnah is talking about Sheikhet, and still, the Yom Rav Huna, that Dorish Chiyah Barav, Mishmei Derav, Asura Bachil Liyayma, that Rav Takadashin, and even when the Mishnah says the Shechit is Kshayro, but it only means after Shabbos, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can eat from the meat. Now, the Nas Van Chavu, the Talmidim Yeshiva, wanted to say, Lameyma, they thought to say, that when Rav said Asura, he meant Rabbi Yehudi, only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because that's the thing, Rabbi Yehudi says, if you do Malacha, even Meshaygi, you toss the Bachila by Bayon. Mashma Rabbi Meir Shorin. Mashma contrary Rabbi Meir, though, it'll be mutatidit. That's what Rav had to say on the contrary of Yehuda. So how could Rav now hold even the contrary of Rabbi Meir toss the Bachila? So first of all, this. Kishor Rabbi Meir true. When would a contrary Rabbi Meir, would it be mutatid from the Shkita on Shabbos? Going Shahoyah Lachil Mubayon. Only if somebody had a sick person, a person at the Chil Shesh Persakona, in his house before Shabbos. Actually, Meir Shabbos. So, Kivan B'Shoigel grew, that we just put on. So, Lek Yisrael is the Shabbos, and Yisrael Muksa Nami Lekha. So, you met this Lashkit to Haisa Ben Hashemoshah, the Philip B'Shabbos, and Shem Chilab Kuch Nefesh, to Haisa Shabbos. But this person has a sick person in his house. So, really, you allowed a Shech for that person even on Shabbos. So, you will don't now you only Shech it for yourself. So, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, since you did the Avera B'Shoigel, you allowed eat from it. Aye, it's muksa. In this case, it wouldn't be muksa, because she had a chol in here, so it's not muksa. If so, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said to us, to Yosa, Kagoyin, Shoyin, Lachaylo, Vivri? The case must be that, true, you had a sick person, but he got better. But now that he got better, you have no reason to do it on Shabbos. Therefore, Rashi says, Vivri, Hayoyin b'Shabbos. Since Issa muksa, like this doctor, no Issa muksa. Because Ben Ashmoshes, there was a chol in the house. So therefore, it's told on Machloekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, B'Shoigeg it's mutatit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, B'Yosatit, because Hilchos Shoigeg. Since you did a Malach of Shabbos B'Shoigeg, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's also Bachilo. So Mer says, Nevechiho, the Yomer of Acho Bar Ada, Omer Rav, the Yamelin, some say, Omer Rav Yitzha Bar Ada, Omer Rav, that HaShoichit L'Chol B'Shabbos, if somebody shechts for a sick person on Shabbos, also labori, it's also for a healthy person to eat from it. And it's only a sick person can eat from it, him it's pekuch nefesh, it's mutter, but a healthy person not allowed to eat from it. That's the shechita. But hamavashel l'chol b'Shabbos, let's say if you cook food for a sick person on Shabbos, then mutter labori, then even a healthy person not eat from it. The question is, my time, what's the difference? The answer is, high royal lochus. That if it's food, it wasn't muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, it was edible. So even though you cooked it now, since you did it leheter, for a chola, even a healthy person could eat from it. But for high, ain't a royal ochus. But here, it's not edible. This food, the shechita, since before Shabbos, it was like muksa, you couldn't eat from it. So even though it's muta tekshech for a sick person, but for a bori, it's also. Rashi says, my time, my boss, Rabbi Chosa, my bori. But Hashmosh is Lochos Chai. Ain't can, it's the Muksa, it's Shabbos, non-ain't can. by sheichet, that's food. But hay sheichet, Rashi says, lo hoye ben hashmosh shreilochus, v'ikis amuksa, avagav v'ikis shabbos leka, that koponim, there'll be an isamuksa on it. That since ben hashmosh, it wasn't edible, this live animal, therefore muksa would be. His Rashi says, that thing was says, kihar, at this time, is that that Rav made that Tana be quiet, even though the Tana is going to call to Rabbi Meir. So Rav held the pshat as even though according to Rabbi Meir there's no Issa Shabbos after Malacha, but it's also as Muksa. So you see by Shchita it's also as Muksa. It goes like this Tana. But this Tana said only if you cook something then it's Mutter for Bori to eat it. But if you make a Shchita, even though you shecht in Frech Ola, still it's also for Bori to eat because it remained Muksa. Hey, so Rav that asked the question of that Tana holds like this Mandi Yom here. Yeah. And the Mora says, Omer HaPapa, Papa says though, Pomin sometimes, Shashoychet Muta. Sometimes even if you shecht an animal for a chayla, it's Muta for Boriti from it. Where you had a sick person in the house ready from before Shabbos. So if you had Daft to shecht it on Shabbos, therefore it's never Muksa. So, Mevashel, and sometimes even if you cook for a chayla, it's also for Boriti from it. What's the case? Let's say on Shabbos you had to cut off a pumpkin. So since at the beginning of Shabbos it was attached to the ground, that's the chomaduk muksa. So even if you have das, it means nothing. That you can't be mechem since it was attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos. So even though you know you have a chol in the house, even if you pull it off on Shabbos, you let it cook for him, but a bori is not let eat from it, remain muksa for bori since it was attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos. Omer Rav Dimi Minadori, Hilchos, what's the locha? Hashech the chol of Shabbos, Mutar Lebori, Biyumtza. That you shecht for a sick person on Shabbos, that's not muksa, and even a healthy person could eat the ruah. He's not allowed to cook it, but he could eat ruah. Biyumtza means he could eat the meat ruah. My time, what's the reason? Kivun the yesh le kazayas bosa. Beleshchito, since it's not possible to give even a kazayas of the meat for the chol, unless you make a shchito on the animal. It's okay, koshokhet, abaita the chela koshokhet. When he shechts the animal, his whole purpose is only for this chela. And that's behetta, the guy says, konas afosh, he's allowed to shech for him. Therefore, even a bori is not eat from the meat. And mashallah, locha, we don't hold from the yisra muksa. Muksa, it's not like we said before, since it was a piece of meat before and still a piece of meat, it's not called the yafrasu. So we hold it's not called muksa. But hamavash, or lechela b'shabbos, if you cook food for somebody that's sick on Shabbos, also the bori. It's also for a healthy person to eat from that food. Why? Because they were shemiyada b'shvilei. Here we're afraid if you have leftovers so that the gzeira, if a bori can eat from it, you're afraid maybe at the beginning you'll add extra meat into the pot to cook up for the healthy person. So it's a gzeira that even though it was cooked to heter on Shabbos for chola, a healthy person should not eat from it. Vashegim b'shchiti can't be marba because you have to make a shchiti even though for one kizayis you have to shecht the animal. So there's no gzera. But cooking up, it's a gzera. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ashoichet b'magli yad. If you make a shchit with a magli yad, that's a small type of a knife. Rashi says it has two sides to the knife, and both sides really could cut with. Just one side is good, is kosher, and the other side has dents in it, is possible. So, but the yad, if you shecht on the right side with this magli yad, this hand knife-like, it's kosher. What about Batsur? If you shecht also b'dieved with a sharp stone, a sharp evan, or also the corner with a reed, such ketosak shera. B'dieved, the shchit is kasha. Now hakol shechtem, anybody can make the shchita. Or liyorim shechtem, anytime you want you can make the shchita. We'll see in the Gemara what the chiddush is. Or ba'kol shechtem, with anything you can make a shchita. But chutz, excluding minagol kotir, that's this. Michael Kotzir, that type of a knife, Rashi says, Michael Kotzir shekaitzim v'atua, a knife they eat, and it has a lot of pekimis, it has a lot of dents inside it, and they all turn towards one side, so therefore, that like cuts the neck, it rips it, it doesn't cut it. So chutz mi Michael Kotzir has dents, via megeva, that's a regular sewer, also has a lot of dents in it, via shinayim, it can't take teeth, Rashi says, atruv melech shabem, you have a jewel of a behema. And you want to make a shkita with its teeth, also it's no good. And if you have nails that are attached to the hand, And the reason is the Mishnah is always less cases are the Vnei Shein Chonkin, like only strangles it. Rashi says Shein Chonkin, it doesn't really cut this simonim, El Kern, it only rips it because of the pekimus of the knots or the dent it has there. So these last three knives, these are possible. Now the Mishnah says Hashoychitz Mash Medievedin, only Medieved make a shita with the magi yara b'tzur v'kona, but the chilu can't make a shita. So Bishleim the magi yara, I understand. No master lemevid be the gisa. We said a magi yara, this matter has two sides to it. One side is kosher for shita, and the other side is possible. So the chilu would tell you not to use such a knife because you may come to shecht on the wrong side. So it's good why the chilu not. Ela tzur v'kona, the chilu loy, why not? What's wrong with shechting with a sharp stone or with a reed? Or you say, tell him the chilulah. We're going to have a question. It says, "Bakel shechting, you can shecht with anything. Bein b'tzur, whether it's a sharp stone, bein b'tzur, with a piece of glass, bein b'krumi shekana, with a piece of reed." So you must even the chilulah you're allowed to do with this. So now it says, "Lekasha, kan b'tolish kan b'mechuber." If it's detached already from the ground, the reed, or the stone is already pulled out of the ground, out of the mountain, then you're allowed to make a shita with it. But if it's still attached to the ground, that's al mishta sonim b'diyevid, not the chachila. But says the Yomar of Kana, ha-shechit b'mechub l'kaka, if you shecht with a reed or something that's still attached to the ground, so Rebbe plays so. Rebbe holds that's a psul, that's Rebbe. Rebbe kam menachlo m'v'yikach esamachel, that's a posse for this. M'v'yikach esamachel, but Rebbe chiyah machshir, Chiyah says no, it's kosher shchita. But at kan marko mashra b'chiyah le'b'diyev, only b'diyev if he did it already. Avul rechila loy, but he agrees that rechila, he should not make a shchita, that's something that's mechubra l'kaka. He should not make it. Yeah. That's rechila shel Mishnah. That's only b'diyev and not b'rechila. So Moshe says, b'maya kimta, who do you want to say Mishnah goes according to? Chiyah b'chiyah u'diyev, that's only b'diyev, it's kosher, it's mechubra. If it's so, I'll hold it, and that we learned. Ba'akril sheikh, and you can shecht with anything. Bein b'tolos, whether it's detached. Bein b'mechub, whether it's attached. Bein shesak l'mala, whether the knife itself is on top of the animal. V'tzav b'im l'mata, the neck of the animal is below. You're making the shechita, knife up. Bein the opposite, where shesak l'mata, you're shechting from the bottom. V'tzav b'im l'mala, the animal is hanging upwards, and you're on the bottom of it, shechting upwards. So it's good. If someone, who does this mishnah, who does this prayer go like? V'chulun lo rebi. Well, Rebbe Chiyah doesn't like either of them. E Rebbe Chiyah, Diyevim, Lechidu Loi, even according to Rebbe Chiyah, B'mechub, it's only B'dyev, it's kosher, not Lechidu. And here it's Mashm Lechidu, Bein B'tolosh, Bein B'mechub. And E Rebbe goes according to Rebbe, Diyevim Namiloi. Rebbe says, with Mechub Lechaka, even B'dyev, it's possible. Someone says, Namiloi, someone says, Lechidu Rebbe Chiyah. So I feel Lechidu, could Rebbe Chiyah hold, if it's Mechub, even Lechidu, you're not a shecht with it. If so, why does our Mishnah say, or why does the on Yagi b'diyevid? So the Rebbe, the Christian Rebbe, that Rebbe says it's mamish posel. Then it's even posel m'diraisa. Because for the chi, it could be even mutlach chila to shecht, even though it's mechubah. That's why Miyash of that price that says let's mutlach chila, it's mechubah, goes according to the chi. But then our Mishnah is shver. If so, the other Mishnah that our Mishnah says. Ha-sheichet, only di-yevrim ha-chiloloi, man, who is Amishnah go like? Le-rebbe, le-rebbe chiyah. E-rebbe chiyah, afu le-chiloloi, tell him he'll give him a chiloloi to shechit, it's mechubah. And e-rebbe, goes according to Rebbe, di-yevrim, Rebbe, he'll cross him with your Isa. So how can Amishnah say, b'di-yevrim, it's kosher? Di-yevrim, atay, vila, Rebbe chiyah. Amishnah goes according to Rebbe chiyah. Di-afu le-chiloloi, even le-chiloloi, you'll have a shecht with the mechubah le-karka. Or ma'atnis, netoni ha-sheichet, no, Amishnah says ha-sheichet, Rebbe, Amishnah goes according to Rebbe, that b'diyevet is kosher and b'mechubah. Yes, the mechubah is a steer, a kosher, the Rebbe of the Rebbe, it's steer and Rebbe. Before we said Rebbe says it's possible, even b'diyevet. And now we're saying Rebbe says it's kosher and b'diyevet. Look, kosher. Kam b'mechubah me'ikrei, kam b'tolosh l'mesel chidrei. If this reed was always attached, it was never detached yet, then it's possible m'diraisa. If the stone was never taken out of the mountain yet, then it's possible m'diraisa. That that our Mishnah says that the Yevid is kosher, that's where it was once detached. Well, it was Sev Chidru, then later they attached it again to the ground. Well, we know Atem, how do we know this? The Shonim, the Mechuba, Mikro, and the Torah of Sev Chidru, the Tanim learn like this. Ha-Shechit, B'muchni, Shchitah, Sekshera. If you shech with the Muchni, Rashi, that's the Galgol, Shekurim, here, that's part of the mill, the grinder. So I should say hasakin chudul malo. The sakin is on top. The gilgul b'shachat. So it says over there hashreka the muchnich chetosik sheva. The mechub lekarkish chetosik sheva. Even if mechub lekarkish is kosher, then it says no yitzakin because you put a knife in the wall. B'shachat b'shachat chetosik sheva. Abahayitzur yaitzim because let's say you have a stone sticking out of the wall. I can't only make love a shaka mashkasa psula. It's psula. So Kremavi says, Kashina Dodi, Elashramino, Shanaben Kumikla Tosun said, Hidro Shmamina. It's such a difference. Then the first part of it, it was first detached, and then you put it back into the ground. So the Abdiyeva, the Shkit was Kasha. Just this last case is where the tsur was always grown, where the tsur was always attached to the mountain. Or where there is Allah, the corners, all the Melov, there was always attached, it was never detached, and Echnami. Then according to Rabbi, it's possibly the Midiraisa. Because there's a proof, there's a chiluk between Mikaroi, or if later you changed it. That's the status to Rabbi. When does Rabbi say it's possibly the Midiraisa? That's if it's Mechubim Mikroi. I mean, this reed was growing, it was never detached yet. Or this stone was attached to the mountain, it was never detached. That our Mishnah says, B'dievet is kosher, that's where a stone was once taken out, and then you put it back into the ground. Or a reed that was pulled out, and then you put it back in again, there B'dievet still is kosher. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.